How can anyone, whether they want to work in a language school or privately from their own laptop anywhere in the world, create a rewarding and impactful career teaching English as a second language, even if they are just starting out or have no teaching experience or ability? Hi, my name is Lynette Kim, and here on the TESOL Talk podcast, I aim to answer that very question.
What is business English? Well, business English is a great field of ESL teaching where you're not discussing just general topics with regular tasks, but you're discussing business-related topics, so international business. And usually the students are either higher level students or they're actually business men or women who want to learn business English specifically because they're traveling for their jobs, they are doing business worldwide, or they're working at big companies, or they're setting up companies. The one thing business English is not, it's not teaching people how to do businesses, how to set up businesses, what businesses they should do, or giving people business advice. People are either students doing business English as a higher level study, or they're already successful business people and they need to learn business English for communication purposes internationally. So an important thing to keep in mind. Now, business English, you're probably thinking, wow, where am I going to come up with materials for that? Well, fortunately for you, there are really good books. Now, Pearson and Longman have my favorite set of business English books for all different levels called Market Leader. And when you have a look at the book, it goes through, now these are just some examples of the great topics that you'll be teaching. So one topic is all about brands, discussing brands, words that go with brands, and skills related to this is taking part in meetings. So, you know, you're going to have mock meetings that you're going to act out for you, with your students, with groups. Another unit is travel, talking about travel experiences, and the tasks and skills to be practiced will be making arrangements on the telephone. Now, there's another one about organization, and here it'll be socializing, introductions, and networking. So, I mean, really interesting things. And then there's another unit talking about money and attitudes towards money, financial reports, dealing with figures or numbers, because they're different in English and we use different ways of explaining amounts of money, advertising cultures, employment, trade, ethics, leadership, and, you know, lots of different tasks are here, negotiating, complaining on the telephone, problem solving, decision making, presentation techniques. So lots of really great skills for your students to be practicing if you're teaching business English. So I do recommend this book for teaching, and business English, don't stay away from it just because you're not a business person, because you're not teaching people how to set up or run a business, but you're giving them the opportunity to learn English within the context of business, the vocabulary of business, and everything that you need to teach it is already here in these published books. But you do need to be confident teaching higher level students. I think business English starts at around intermediate level. It might go slightly lower, but even so, you still need to have a good grasp of the English language and feel confident with your writing skills as well. But business English, loads of fun. When I was in South Korea, I taught business English there in private tuition lessons and loved it. And, you know, we didn't have all the great resources that are available today. I mean, teachers back then, this was in the 90s, you had to come up with a lot of stuff. And I worked hard to find these sorts of resources without the internet as well. But now everything's here for you to enjoy and teach and really be able to give value to your students. So business English, wonderful way. It's usually an elective class. It's not a full-time class or it's private tuition. But definitely if you like business and you find these things interesting and your students are looking for it, give it a go.